USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Los Angeles Department of Elections determined the petition to recall Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon has enough signatures to trigger an election. Tim Leinberger on KTLA 5 is a part of the Gascon recall.
Los Angeles residents are really making their voice loud and clear with today's submission, and we're excited to finally be to this point, but it's sad that we even have to do it in the first place. There's too much at stake.
Nearly 715,000 signatures were collected. A total of 567,000 ballot signatures were needed. A fire in California's Sierra Nevadas continued to expand, with sprinklers being deployed to protect over 500 of the giant sequoia trees. The blaze in Yosemite National Park was measured at 2,044 acres Sunday evening, zero containment. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief hotline now. Call 800-279-1717. 800-279-1717. That's 800-279-1717.
When President Biden started destroying America's energy independence, the American economy followed shortly after. Representative Debbie Lesko, Republican from Arizona on Newsmax, she says Biden must unleash domestic energy production to fight inflation.
And there's a reason for that, because their energy policies are terrible, absolutely terrible. You know, when the European Parliament just this week voted to make natural gas and nuclear sustainable energy, and they are so liberal that Biden administration is so out of touch with reality. I can tell you that if President Biden did one thing today, gasoline prices would go down, and that would be to encourage U.S. production of oil and gas instead of his war on U.S. oil and gas.
Thanks for being there. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Secretary of Housing and Urban Development Ben Carson says the Biden administration is breaking the law by violating the Hyde Amendment. The Biden administration is being accused of flying illegal immigrants to other states for abortion services paid for by the American taxpayer. Dr. Carson on Newsmax.
I mean, that was the reason that the Hyde Amendment was put forth. And, of course, as a senator, Biden was completely behind the Hyde Amendment. And even in cases of incest and rape. So talk about a 180-degree flip. He has done that. But, you know, is it really fair to the American citizens to have to take on the burden when they've already got so many burdens of their own, particularly financial burdens with the inflation roaring and with the economy going south, with people's 401ks going south? Why are we now picking up more debt? And what's very interesting, and it tells you exactly what you need to know, and that is that this is all intentional and planned on their behalf.
The second of two consecutive supermoons will be glowing brightly in the night sky this week, as the full buck moon of July 2022 rises and gives skywatchers some eye candy. The moon will officially reach its fullest phase at 2:37 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday, so it'll be at its biggest and brightest when it rises above the horizon Wednesday night. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.